Subscribe now.
We turned in our marriage license. I think we've angered Satan.
Cold.
A podcast.
The untold story of Susan Powell.
What you don't know will shock you.
Audio you've never heard.
I love this girl, Susan. Marie Cox.
Details you were never told.
Susan is always talking about marriage.
Cold.
With investigative reporter Dave Colley.
To subscribe, text the word cold to 57500.
I just can't find peace.
Jay's Science Class.
It's alive!
Science changing the world.
Frankenstein!
Or at least changing your day on KSL News Radio.
Hello there. Welcome into JMAC Science Class, one of my favorite segments every Monday. We invite Luke Gonji-Wellman from the Leonardo to join us as we share with you some of the science stories that are out there. And some of them will change your life. Others are just so fascinating and so cool. We bring them all to you in JMAC Science Class. Today, Luke Gonji-Wellman, this story caught my attention because it's something we've covered on the show a lot, and that is that we're seeing allergies go up in children dramatically. And a lot of people believe that there's a direct connection between the sanitized world that many are choosing to live in and allergies. Now, she's not here today, unfortunately, Morgan Pratt, our producer. She is sick. She's sick. Think about that. Now, the reason I bring her up is because she's her own brand of superhero. I call her the Santa Queen because everywhere she goes and everywhere I go, there's a cloud of Lysol. You remember Pigpen in Charlie Brown, how there was a cloud of dust in front of him and behind him? Well, that's me every day, but it's Morgan Pratt with the Lysol, and it's like everywhere. Because she is an open germaphobe. And I keep telling her that she's going to catch something really bad and really ugly because she's not building up immunities. She doesn't agree with me. But this research and one particular medical professional is saying exactly that, right? We are being too clean, and that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, so this is a really, I hope Morgan's listening into the show right now. I hope you're out there getting some tips about how you need to be a little dirtier, Morgan.
Yeah.
This is a really cool new book that just came out, this medical professional, and it's all about kind of this older scientific theory that's been around for a long time called the hygiene hypothesis.
Yes.
And it's a really, really fascinating theory that says that ultimately it's good to be a little filthy. It's good to be a little bit dirty. It's good to eat a little dirt. It's good to...
It literally says eat dirt.
It literally does.
let your kids eat dirt.
That is for the sake of making a statement.
Yes.
Maybe don't put some dirt on top of your kids' yogurt in the morning or anything like that. That might not be the best idea.
Yeah.
But also, like, do let your kids go outside and play, and do let your kids experience the natural world. And this goes past kids as well. This is anybody. Do not be so afraid of the world that is around you.
Of your environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, what this comes down to, this is the science class, so we'll talk about some of the science behind this. The immune system, the way that the immune system functions, a lot of people know this. For those of you that don't, the immune system, it's kind of like an army, right? And the army has to go through boot camp. Right, they have to go through boot camp before they're ready to go into battle.
Mm-hmm.
The immune system, your immune system, it has to go through boot camp before it's ready to go into battle. And you and your experience in the world, that's how you build up your own boot camp. And so if you are sanitizing everything, you're taking out that tire swing.
Your body's not ready.
Yeah. You're knocking down that 15-foot wall to a 5-foot wall. You're making your soldiers less prepared to go fight. Because you're not showing them the enemies that are out there. And so when you have your immune system that has been sanitized, it's not ready to go fight. It's not ready to go face the challenges of the natural world. And basically, so yes, obviously when we come into, when we interact with a disease that is problematic, that we're more likely to get sick.
Yeah.
But what this book is, why this is interesting, why this is new, what this book is trying to point out is that this goes deep. This isn't just the past 50 years, right? This isn't just marketing companies saying, oh, we need soap. Oh, you need hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Oh, antibacterial this, antibiotics, all these other things that people have heard about. This hygiene hypothesis, as it's called, goes back thousands of years.
Yeah.
This is all about just the way that we live. The immune system, the way that it exists within us as humans, we have evolved this immune system as we have it. Evolution, it's really, really, really slow.
Yes.
And it has not caught up with what we're doing. And as we have slowly sanitized everything that we do, we have slowly weakened our collective immune systems.
Yeah, and it's this whole thing I say about the body. To me, the body is just ridiculously stupid. I'm just going to say it, Luke. See, I believe, like, if you have a really nice car and you want that car to last a long time, what do you want to do with it?
You take care of it.
You put it in the garage. You drive it on the weekends. We say that a great car is low miles, right? That's how you know that car is going to last a long time. The body is completely the opposite. See, I treat my body like I would treat a nice car. I keep it in the garage. I only take it out on the weekends, right? If I do that to my body, it's going to just turn to goo, right? And it's the same thing with muscles. You would think that you'd have great muscles if you didn't use them a lot. No, you've got to tear down your muscles, and then your body will go, oh, we need to fix that and bring it back even stronger. That's the way your immune system is, right?
I think there's some magic in what you're saying right there. You know, a lot of the things in the material world that we've created, the more we use them, the more they break.
Yeah.
Our bodies, the more we use them, the stronger they become.
I hate it.
Ah, it's so frustrating. We can't just sit on recliners all day.
It's terrible.
And eat chips.
You know that
so
I want the Wall-E world floating recliners,
I know you do.
Shakes every day. To me, that should be the longest lasting body out there. But our bodies
are 200.
That's right. But our bodies are completely the opposite.
Our bodies are designed to thrive in the world.
Yes.
Basically, I mean, how evolution is all about accidents.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about just this mutation happened and it was the right thing for that exact moment in time and that exact environment in which that group of humans was living.
Now, this allergy doctor is actually saying things that are pretty bold, like, and we're trying to get her on. We've been trying for a week to get her on the show. If you drop something on the ground, pick it up and eat it. What's the harm? She also says, pick your nose. But she goes one step further.
She says, I'll let you deliver it. Go ahead. I know you're excited about this one, Jay.
I'm just going to say, she tells you what to do after you pick your nose. And it has to do with consumption. Yes, Gustavo. She says, pick your nose and eat it.
Tasty, tasty.
Yeah. And our kids do this,
they
right?
Absolutely
and we all
do.
Freak out about it.
They absolutely do. You see, kids are kind of smarter than the adults in this situation. Kids are exposing themselves to more natural pathogens. They're building up their boot camps and their immune systems
and
are going
to
be stronger
to
for it.
Them.
And the more that we sanitize all of that, the more that we sanitize our infants, our children, everything like that, the weaker their immune systems become. Now, there is one point I want to make with this that is really important. Some of you out there, you know, we've talked about vaccines before. Vaccines are not a part of this sanitation.
Right.
Antibiotics are a part of the
vaccines
sanitation.
Vaccines are actually using the process that we're talking about.
Exactly.
You're exposing your body to a dead version of that, of whatever that is, and your body sees it and says, oh, I'm going to build up those immunities ahead of time.
Exactly. It's throwing in a couple extra hurdles in that boot camp, building up that immune system, getting it ready to go, making it stronger, which is really, really, really important. So vaccines are really, really important. They're an important part of this, but they are still artificial. And so we can insert those artificial ways to increase our immune systems and to make them stronger. But what this theory that's out there, this new book that just came out is trying to say is, okay, we need to keep those good artificial things that we have going But we also need to be a little more cognizant about the ways that we interact with the world around us.
And we can take it too far, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told you this, but I have this theory about what the apocalypse is going to look like. People think we're going to turn to zombies or something. No, mm-hmm. I think there's going to be some super bug that comes, and you're going to have a lot of the population wiped out, and they're going to do a lot of research because they can't figure out why people survived. And they're going to be... After all the research, it's only going to be those people. They'll find out the common thread. Mm-hmm. This is actually a movie I'm writing too. The common thread.
All right.
None of them washed their hands after they went to the bathroom.
Wow.
So only those people survived. Everybody else died.
Only the filthy hands.
Yes.
Jay, I don't want to shake your hand anymore.
For survival,
I'll be waving
Wellman
goodbye
for survival.
The end of this segment today. It is still important to wash your hands at the when you use the bathroom, but it is, you know, if you're gardening, if you are just going through your normal everyday life, you can stand to interact with germs a little bit.
You need
bit
to
more.
Live in the environment.
You need to live in the environment
yeah,
around
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. All right. Hopefully we didn't gross too many people out. Lukanji Wellman with the Leonardo. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
We're almost done with Jackie Chan, Green Hero, right?
That's right. End of April. So you got a little over a month to come check it out. We've got some amazing sculptures and pieces of art made out of repurposed materials by Jackie Chan himself.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Really, really cool stuff. It's a fun exhibit. We've got a lot of other exciting things happening, so check it out, theleonardo.org. Check out all the details.
All right, coming up on the JMAC News Show, we'll get you the latest on the investigation into the black box with this Ethiopian Airlines crash. They are now saying they've found similarities between this and the Lion Air crash. What does this mean for the future of the Boeing 737 MAX? JMAC.
If you're watching any games on a Tuesday, be sure to grab any large made-from-scratch pizza from Papa Murphy's for only $10. At Papa Murphy's, they make it and you bake it. So bake it up a notch this Tuesday with any large pizza.
You've heard you can play KSL News Radio right off your Amazon Alexa, right? Well, hey, it gets better. Now you can wake up to KSL, too, and get news and weather first thing. And it's so simple. Just say,
Alexa, set an alarm for tomorrow morning for KSL News Radio.
And the next morning, this is what you'll hear.
Getting your KSL News Radio.
It hasn't quite happened just yet, but we do have a winter storm watch in effect right now.
Remember, for local updates, just say,
Alexa, set an alarm for tomorrow morning for KSL News Radio.
And wake up informed with KSL News Radio.
Utah's News Station.